Blog Talk Radio.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it
comes. Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Higher Consciousness, and I trust that your holiday, if you celebrate Christmas, I trust that it was very, very pleasant, and if you celebrate Kwanzaa, as I do, as well as Christmas, I trust that you're having a wonderful day today for Kwanzaa, the next to last day of Kwanzaa. So, I am so honored to have this opportunity this evening to connect with you. My name is Professor Jamila Franklin, and I am the host and creator of the show Higher Consciousness. And what I usually do for my readers, listeners, I'm thinking I'm in class now. What I usually do for my listeners is I give background information about who I am. And currently I teach psychology at colleges. I have a private counseling practice, and I am a certified Reiki master, a certified metaphysician, a certified aromatherapist, an energy medicine practitioner, holistic life coach, and a radio talk show host living in the greater Atlanta, Georgia area, more specifically Stone Mountain, Georgia. And I always discuss the reasons for my developing the show. I developed this show because I wanted to have a forum to talk about metaphysics and spirituality, holistic psychotherapy, holistic health, holistic nutrition, and I wanted to have discussions about divine relationships, the law of attraction, divine prosperity, universal laws, as well as social and political topics. And tonight we have two wonderful guests on our show, and sometimes we have guests and sometimes we don't, but this evening we are very honored to have two wonderful guests whom I am going to introduce to you in about a few minutes. Now, Higher Consciousness is a two-hour show that allows listeners to delve into topics at a higher vibrational level, and the only ground rule is that everyone gives respect when expressing opinions. And this rule automatically raises your vibrational level so that you can receive respect as well. So, without further delay, I'm going to introduce tonight's topic, but I'm going to introduce the guest at around 7:12. Tonight's topic is the Violet Flame, a transformational and powerful healing energy. And our esteemed guests this evening are Reverend Tony Ann Hanna and Felipe Batista. Internet users, you would have to call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1 if you would like to talk to our guests this evening or to myself. Again, the call-in number, if you're currently on the computer, you would have to call in 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, this is Higher Consciousness, and I am Professor Jamila Franklin. My purpose is to connect with you on a heart-to-soul level. This is not a show for intellectual debates. Instead, this show is dedicated to those who truly want to learn and grow spiritually and to heal. Last week, our topic was 2014, the year ahead, and we had 11 live listens, and we had 12 callers. However, in 1 week, we have had 120 downloads, which means 120 people have downloaded and are continuing to download the Higher Consciousness Program. And I'm so very thankful to each and every one of you. And we get most of our listeners after the show has archived. And since October 22nd, 2012, we have had 42,695 listens, which includes the live calls, and this is only in 13 months. So remember, if you can't join us live, go to the website and you can hear all of the shows which are archived. And again, I'm just so very thankful that you're listening to Higher Consciousness this evening, one night before New Year's Eve. As I mentioned earlier, our topic last week was 2014, the year ahead, and our guest was Keith Dykes. Each week what I do is I give a recap of the previous week's topic and presenter in case you want to go to the archives and find out more about the topic. So Keith is a board-certified trainer, instructor of hypnosis, spiritual counseling, neuro-linguistic programming, which is NLP, and an instructor in Reiki. He is a master hypnotist, a certified clinical hypnotherapist, and a spiritual hypnotherapy specialist. Keith Dykes is a personal coach and a certified spiritual counselor with certification in that area as well. He is certified through the American Board of Hypnotherapy and the International Hypnosis Federation. Keith is a practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming and a timeline therapy practitioner. He is a double Reiki master, trainer, teacher, and studied Usui Reiki and Karuna Ki Reiki. Keith also has base knowledge in ancient Hawaiian Huna and Brain Gem 101. He has spent 20 years as a professional singer, actor, and theater producer. Keith is a former member of the Broadway League of American Theater Producers, and this diverse knowledge has allowed him to be more comfortable in his abilities as a counselor and coach and to see into the heart of situations. And Keith and I last week talked about 2014 and what people can expect, and the discussion covered how to navigate the coming year. And we talked about why it is important to become a proactive participant in your life, because most people are running around in a state of hypnosis that is created by big business, and the biggest of all is mass media. And Keith gave some practical tips about ways to become your own wonderful coach in life. His presentation was absolutely wonderful and was very pragmatic. He gave steps to change your life, in addition to providing some spiritual readings. So he gave tips to help people cheer for themselves when no one else is cheering. And most of all, he told the listeners how to have firm boundaries for 2014 and beyond. Because sometimes we want to be very nurturing and very supportive, and we don't know how to say no. Or when we say no, we then recant the no and give in, and that isn't serving you well. Because what happens is that when your higher self is telling you to say no, and you recant that and go back on your answer, people then don't take you seriously. So if you want to get more information from Keith and to find out more about the show, go to Higher Consciousness and click on the link that you clicked on for tonight, and you will see all of the shows from the first show all the way up to tonight's show. And you can contact him. And Keith's contact number is 404-829-4783. Again, his contact number is 404-829-4783. And if you want to go to his website is www.keithdykes.com. And www.keithdykes, D dykes.com. Okay? And this evening, you are definitely in for a double treat. We have a topic that I knew about years ago in terms of the violet flame when I lived in Boston, because I've studied metaphysics for over 25 years. And I was very consistent about 25 years ago, and then I just stopped doing it. You know how we do. We start things with a level of great enthusiasm, and then as time goes on, our interest wanes, or we get become preoccupied with something else. So I was so very honored and pleased to meet one of the guests this evening, Reverend Tony Ann Hanna. And she has wonderful information about the violet flame. Let me just give you some information about Reverend Tony Ann Hanna and her wonderful soulmate, Felipe Batista. The title of tonight's show is The Violet Flame, a Transformational and Powerful Healing Energy. So we want you to call in and talk with Reverend Tony Ann Hanna and Felipe Batista about the powerful healing energy of the violet flame. We want you to join Reverend Tony Ann Hanna and Felipe Batista for a transformational talk on healing one's inner core foundation through the alchemical process of the violet flame. This process is so powerful, and it allows you to do your inner work yourself and to burn through all of the karmic things that you have accumulated through your various lifetimes, as well as things that you've accumulated in this lifetime. Now, the violet flame is light source energy that creates a process of transmutation of one's DNA, of one's cells, and electronic vibration to its natural organic frequency. Both Reverend Tony Ann and Felipe will also discuss their powerful and dynamic upcoming workshop, which is going to be held on January the 11th, 2014. By the power of the violet flame, we can create, change, and transform our lives into our God self. Now, this is the most powerful method that will be introduced for the first time in history. And during their workshop on January the 11th, 2014, it will allow you to get off your tippy toes and be more practical to help change your energetic core. During the January the 11th workshop, participants will dance to the beat of the drums, the butterflies of love, and the purification of the Holy Spirit descending into body form. Participants will dance and celebrate this joyous moment of the violet flame and its pathway to freedom. And other violet flame gifts and benefits include purification of one's temple for the habitation of the higher self, joyful fun healing of the heart chakra, increased self-awareness and compassion to experience life's karmic lessons through grace, more joyful and harmonious relationships with oneself and others. And when Tony Ann and Felipe come on the line, they will give you more information about the workshop. But if you want to call Tony Ann in the future after this radio broadcast, her number is 954-549-7637. Again, to get information about the workshop and to talk to Reverend Tony Ann and Felipe, you will call 954-549-7637. Again, I want you to call in to talk with Reverend Tony Ann Hanna and Felipe Batista about this wonderful transformational energy called the violet flame. Both are intuitive healers, core light healers, and Akashic record consultants. Felipe is a master healer of the heart and a purified healer of the Christ consciousness energy. Reverend Tony Ann is a certified Reiki master in the Tibetan and Usui lineages, a healing channel of the Egyptian Isis Horus lineage, and a federally ordained minister of the Alliance of Divine Love Organization. Reverend Tony Ann Hanna and Felipe Batista are twin flames. They offer their gifts of healing and coaching to assist one on the path of freedom, peace, and inner joy. So tonight, we want you to join Reverend Tony Ann Hanna and Felipe Batista for a transformational talk concerning healing one's inner core foundation using the alchemical process of the violet flame. So, I am so excited because I have had information about the violet flame before, as I stated, and I am just so excited to bring them online. So if you want to talk with Reverend Tony Ann, call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And I have my guests, and I'm going to plug them in now to join us. Greetings. How are you?
Greetings, Jamila.
You're doing well?
Greetings, Jamila.
Yes,
I'm doing well.
Okay, so everyone in the listening audience, we have Felipe and Reverend Tony Ann joining us to give us more information about their wonderful services in their phenomenal workshop that's going to be held on January the 11th in North Carolina. So I gave the listening audience just some brief information about your background, and what I want to do now is turn it over to both of you. And so we will start with you, Reverend Tony Ann, and then we'll follow up with Felipe, if that's okay with you.
Oh, definitely. Thank you so much, Jamila, for having us on your show.
It's my honor as well. I am so pleased and thrilled to have you because, let me tell the listening audience, I have had the wonderful pleasure of seeing Tony Ann in action. And I'm telling you, she is a wonderful, magnificent, pure channel. I've had, as most of you know, I've had exceptional people on my show. So I've just been very pleased. However, I've never seen anyone who has the background of Tony Ann in terms of Isis, in terms of Reiki, in terms of the Akashic Records. I've just never seen that. And then I had the pleasure of hearing her present at We Can, at one of our meetings, and I've had We Can members on too, women entrepreneurs collaborating and networking. I was spellbound. She had only 20 minutes to make a presentation. And it was like she started on cue and ended exactly as if she had a clock. She had no script, and she was channeling everything. And I was just sitting there just mesmerized and looking around the room to see if everyone really got what she was delivering and conveying. And I think most did, but I think some did not. But I was so blessed to have been in that room. And I think for the listening audience, they will feel blessed this evening because this is indeed a treat, and this is indeed a treat coming into the new year so people can take charge of their lives as opposed to depending on others, and they can see how they can invite this wonderful energy called the violet flame into their lives to transmute vibrational energies that may be in the way of their ascending to the next level. And Felipe, I have not met you personally, but I've heard wonderful things about you, and I'm just so pleased with your energy, just looking at the beautiful picture. And if those of you who are listening on the Internet, you see the beautiful picture of this beautiful couple. They make an ideal couple. It's just wonderful. And you can just see and feel the energy that is being emitted from the photograph. It's just divine energy. And you can feel the love between the two of them. And you can feel the love that they are emitting to you, the person who's viewing the picture. And pictures don't lie. That's the thing. People can take pictures and they can say one thing with their mouths, but then you can see the true essence of who they are through their photograph. And your photograph, Felipe and Tony Ann, really says speaks volumes in a positive way. So I'm just so excited to have you two on to talk to the listening audience. And what I'm going to do is just sit back and relax, because every time I talk to Tony Ann, who's younger than I am, who is like a mentor to me, I feel like I'm sitting at the feet of a master. Like, look at this old soul and this tiny, and she's tiny too, and this tiny, beautiful little body. And she's just, and I just sit there and I said, okay, okay. And I said, I know that I have it going on, but I'm like, oh my gosh, this little boy has it going on. So I am so, so thrilled to have both of you. And I know, Felipe, you are just exceptional as well. And it's good to have the masculine and the feminine energy tonight on the same show, because I've not had that in a while. I think I've had it once. But I love having both male and female energy, because we have the balance when we have that. So,
yes.
Having said all that, you know, everyone can say that I really admire this couple. And this is a sincere appreciation and adoration. So, and you would be, I'm so happy that people are currently on the board and people listening via computer, because your lives will be blessed by listening to their presentation. Okay, so I turn it over to you, Reverend Tony Ann.
Thank you, Jamila, again. Bless you for your talk and for your words. Thank you so much. I am a minister. I am a part of an organization called Alliance of Divine Love, as Jamila has said earlier. I became a minister this year, 2013. I've always been a minister. It's a little hard from when I was a child, but I decided to get the paper. And I'm delighted to be of service in that arena, where I'm able to counsel and help another on their journey to wholeness, in their self-mastery and just becoming who we truly are, our authentic self. So I offer coaching sessions, counseling. I also perform healing through Reiki. Jamila has said earlier, I'm certified in the Tibetan and Isui lineages, so I can channel both frequencies in different ways of doing Reiki. I'm also a channel for the goddess Isis and Horus lineage, where I open my channel and I perform a very quick healing, bringing greater unification within one's heart, and clearing away any blockages that you may have. It's a very potent energy. And as a result, I only do 5 minutes of healing when it comes on to that. I also perform many other forms of healing that can come through writing. I use also the tools of speech, affirmations, songs, creative writing, journaling, various tools to bring healing to the mind, body, and spirit. So I'm very delighted today to be a channel of the masters and teachers, the celestial hosts, to share the tool that I've been using along with all the others that I've found to be very beneficial and transformational in my life. And I desire to share that with the people who are listening today, of this beautiful tool and gift that we receive from our Creator, from source, from the universe, however you call that one source that gives life. So I'm here to share the benefits and why it is that it's truly the tool that you would like to add to your toolbox to create the change that you desire to change in your life coming up for 2014. I'll now pass it to my beloved Felipe.
Thank you, Jamila, once again for that beautiful introduction. Very, very excited to be here, and also very grateful for this opportunity to reach others. My background, I'm actually an engineer. I'm an electrical engineer. So you may actually be asking, yourself, what does an electrical engineer is doing here on a show to talk about energy and spirituality? Well, my background is electrical engineer, but since I was very young, at a very young age, I've always been very curious to find who I truly am, to find more about God, the truth about God. And since I was 8, I used to go to my neighbor's house and read ask my neighbors questions from the Bible and go to different religions and trying to, I was always in a journey of seeking since I was very young. So I went ahead and just grew up and went and became an engineer. But deep within my heart, I always knew that there was something much greater for me to do, for me to share. And I've always had a very special connection with the Christ consciousness energy, to the point that at a very young age, when I would be in a state of meditation and at a state of joy, I would feel a fire in my heart chakra, and I would feel an energy that I would never knew what it was until my adulthood, when I actually found out what it was. And what that energy was the what is known as the threefold flame of the heart, which is the seed of the Christ consciousness. These are the three plumes that contain the properties of God, of wisdom, power, and unconditional love in perfect balance. And that seed, we all have it. Mm. Each and every single one of us have that seed. Now, what I discovered is by tuning into that seed is that many qualities and many tools were being awakened within me. So even though I did not get any actual training from any particular lineages, at least not in this lifetime, mm-hmm. I did receive many dispensations from, and so did Tony Ann, from many ascended masters, including the Christ, Virgin Mary, and Saint Germain, and many other masters, which has truly been a blessing. So my focus as a healer, it's on healing the heart, bringing one to that true self, to that seed, which is a Christ consciousness, and by example, showing others how to awaken that seed and water that seed, so that seed could turn into the tree of life that exists within you. And that in itself is your guidebook. So just by tuning to the heart, by tuning to the seed, many, many gifts awakens and many tools of healing awakens. So I would say I don't have a particular, no different modalities, but really there are many different energies that I can transmit to those who are open to receive. And it really varies on the situation and the person receiving the healing.
Wow. Do you find, this is an open question to both Tony Ann and to... and to Felipe, do you find
Jamila?
Yes, can you hear me? Hello?
I hope so.
Hello, can you hear me?
Jamila?
Hello? Yes, can you hear me? Okay, we will just continue to talk until I think they may be having technical difficulties. But anyway, as you heard from both Tony and from Felipe, they have exceptional abilities, and I'm going to tap into Felipe to see if he is seeing an increase with his clients in terms of males coming to him, because I know now there are people who are becoming awakened. More women than men. Women tend to respond faster and with less resistance. But I'm seeing more men to become reawakened because we were born with this energy. And we just, over our lifetimes, we are socialized away from who we really are, from our God essence. The more educated we become in terms of traditional institutions and universities, the more it becomes a concern in terms of... our losing touch and being losing our connection with the God energy. So I think they have returned. Greetings. Can you hear me now?
We can. Did we did we lose you?
No. I was still on, but you couldn't hear me. Calling me. We could hear you, but you just couldn't hear me. It was on your end.
Okay, good.
Okay,
we just redialed in. Okay, great.
Did you hear Felipe speak? I'm sorry?
Did you hear Felipe finish?
Yeah, we heard him. I think we may have missed maybe about a minute of it because Felipe was talking about the Christ energy, and we heard most of it. So when you started asking if we could hear you, or when you started calling out my name, that's when your end fell off.
Okay, good. Okay, so we heard.
Yeah, so we heard most of it. Yeah, we heard most of it, yeah. Well, these things happen. Technology is a wonderful thing, and then it has its issues. So, yes. Felipe, the question I was going to ask is, do you find more men now are becoming less resistant to coming into their God essence and knowing more about the God essence? Because usually it's the females are the ones who are very receptive.
Mm-hmm. You know, that is a very, very good question. And actually, I'm still going through my own resistance. I found that the more you go into the heart, into discovering yourself, the more resistance that you will encounter. And that
wow.
is part of the journey.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the difference now is how you view that resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Before, I would see it as my enemy. I would see that mm-hmm. resistance, something I would shy away from. And many times, I would even give in my powers by not stepping up and sharing my message, sharing my truth. But instead, I started spending time getting to know my resistance, getting to know the fear, getting to know the shyness, getting to know its root. And once I would start journaling and going deeper into that, I would find out that it would start from childhood. It would be something from my childhood that it was deep in a closet.
Mm.
So
mm-hmm.
I would just allow it to come out, learn from it, and by learning from it and accepting it and seeing the treasures that it brings, that in itself helped me propel forward. So that is the journey that I'm in.
That's wonderful. So what are some forms that this resistance, how did this resistance show up? I know you said fear and what other, and your shyness and what else? How, so people can see when, because a lot of times in this culture, people have been taught to stuff their emotions. Even in the mm-hmm. world of metaphysics and spirituality, they tell people, okay, just get over it. Don't deal with the emotions. And I said, the emotions are there for a reason, not to waddle in them, but they're there to show you something so you can go on to the next level. So how did you, what were some of the other emotions that you experienced?
I would say procrastination, fear of being vulnerable, of opening myself up to others, the fear of what others may think of me, and not being accepted. And what I found is that in order to get into that place of the heart, which is really where the violet flame comes from,
mm-hmm.
I needed to start being vulnerable with myself and with others. And if
mm-hmm.
I'm fearful about that, is saying it's okay to feel fear. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to be scared. Now, why am I scared? Why am I vulnerable? Why am I fearful? What does being fearful or being vulnerable, what kind of gifts do those emotions bring into my life? Because unless...
Wow, repeat that for me, because a lot of people don't think that they bring gifts. They shy away from these emotions.
Correct. So I always ask myself, first, what is the root of that emotion? Where does that judgment come from? And many times it comes from childhood. And the second question is, why do I have so much resistance about it? Why do I have so much judgment? And I start the exploration. And my third question is, what gifts does that emotion bring into my life? What am I to learn from it? And I found that when I no longer resist and allow that part of myself to come out, to be embraced, to be loved, I'm not longer experiencing half of God. I'm not only experiencing the light, but I'm also experiencing the other polarity of God, which is also the darkness. And that part of us that we shut away from, or that we have hidden in a closet. So what happens is that once we bring all these emotions out, we bring it out into the light, we love it as God loves. We no longer feel intimidated. We no longer feel that we need to give our powers away by thinking what others, you know, being worried about what others may think of us. So it brings us to a state of freedom. It brings us to a state of peace within ourselves. It brings us to a state of joy, which are indeed the properties of the violet flame and why such a dynamic tool.
Wow. That is so powerful. And I hope everyone in the listening audience really grasps that. So you don't have to show the goody-two-shoes side of who you are all the time, because when people are metaphysical and spiritual, they feel like they have to always be joyful and happy and, you know, kind. So when those other emotions come up, like, you know, anger or frustration, or when they have meltdowns, people don't want to talk about that because they see that it's being vulnerable and it's being weak. And they push that down, and it's going to come up. If you don't deal with it and address it, it's going to show up in some other kind of interesting way in your life. And by allowing it, because it's all part of who you are, you're not going to continuously stay stuck in that emotion. But that emotion is there, like Felipe said, and Tony Ann has said this to me too, that it has a gift to show you. It is there to show you more about who you are. And if you become still, it will tell you. And then once you listen to it, then it goes away and it becomes moderated. It's not there to be uncontrollable anger all the time or uncontrollable jealousy or whatever. It's there to let you know a part of you still needs to be healed. And if you don't address it, it's going to mask itself, but it will come up in another way. So you look at the bitter and the sweet. And I think that's really powerful because, like I said, there people out there now in the field of spirituality and metaphysics, and they tell people don't acknowledge those feelings at all, to push them to the side. And a lot of them are having issues because that's part of who you are. Wow. Tony Ann, would you like to share something about that?
Definitely. You know, Felipe and I, when we do our inner healing together, we focus on becoming the totality of God, the oneness of all that is. And, you know, for those who've studied, you know, Chinese medicine or even feng shui or any form of spirituality, you know, there's the yin and there's the yang, and they represent the masculine and feminine polarity, as it's also represented by light and, you know, dark, and there's light, there's day and there's night. And those both polarities are, you know, when combined, create the complete totality of all that is. And oftentimes, we tend to embrace the light, which is, you know, represented by feelings of joy or success in your own way or happiness or everything else that feels like it's natural. But anything else that has been trained by parents or society as bad, as wrong, as unacceptable is shunned. And those emotions thereby create its own energetic body, sometimes referred to as, some people call it the shadow, some people call it the unconscious. Those energies do not disappear. You know, energies do not disappear. And as a result, we have to face our own selves. And oftentimes, we do not want to face our own selves. As a result, we look for outside remedies, such as drinking, or we find drugs, or even a relationship to satisfy that inner emptiness or craving for love and to be the totality of who we are. So the suppression of those energies as a result is you put to side those aspects of self. So when those aspects of self is locked away in a closet or is not allowed to express itself as a natural emotion from the state of neutrality, then what happens is that you're walking around incomplete. It's like your half of you is hidden and half of you is showing up. And what happens is that other half that you've shunned shows up when you do not expect it. It becomes your own self-sabotage and creates havoc in relationships, in your business life, relationships, in every aspect of our lives. We face our own shadow until it is embraced and loved. And that is one of the things that Felipe and I constantly try to focus on, is embracing our own light and dark, as well as me accepting his. It's just all one, and we all have the same emotions. It's amazing. So when I can embrace my own dark, then when someone else is showing up that way, I can just give love to that person instead of judgment, you know?
Mm.
So that's really what we do a lot, you know, in our healing.
You know, Jamila, being on a twin flame relationship, that in itself is very, very challenging. You know, we did not start with puppy love. You know, usually start in our relationship with puppy love and the puppy stage and everything is
infatuation.
But we did not start that way. Being in a twin flame relationship, it's basically looking yourself in the mirror. So even that part of me that I did not like, that I suppressed from childhood because I was told that it was unacceptable, it was being reflected by Tony Ann and vice versa. She was showing up the aspects of my parents that I disliked, especially my mother, and I was reflecting her father. So what was important in our relationship was to be fully aware of what's going on. And if we were to truly come together as one being, as one soul, which we truly are, we also have to love every aspect of ourselves.
Right.
Everything that would trigger me about Tony Ann, I would need to sit down, write it, journal it, investigate it, study it, embrace it, and romance it.
Mm.
Because I understood that part of me that was locked in the closet for so long, as soon as I would come and open that closet, it was not reacting in a very pleasant way because it has been locked away for years. So I had, with patience, with love, with understanding, I have to start romancing that part of me. And then that part of me will start showing its gift. For example, the saboteur would show me when someone would sabotage my projects, my business projects, or my relationships with my family or friends or with Tony Ann. If I did not know the saboteur in me and study it and embrace it and love it just as it is, it would not show me its qualities, and I would not see it in any situation, and therefore I would be blinded. I would be blindsided by that emotion.
Wow. That is so powerful, because I know I have been in friendships and people have blindsided me with different kinds of emotions or reactions that I had no idea. I had no reference point for it. I was like, I couldn't understand what it was. Until people that I would share that with would tell me, okay, that was betrayal or that was jealousy, because I didn't have a real reference point for it. I didn't understand it. So you're saying those qualities exists within each of us. Whatever we see on the outside is lurking somewhere within ourselves, within each of us.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
Yes. We are the totality of all human emotions, and that in itself is God. God is the totality of all that is. The only mm-hmm. difference is for us to experience source, for us to experience our Godhood, we need to bring these emotions into balance. And the only way that we can bring it into balance is by actually accepting it and loving it as it is and losing our judgment about it. Society, as Tony Ann had mentioned, has created programmings since childhood of what's mm-hmm. acceptable and not acceptable. So it's really yeah. about going to the root of those programmings and replacing that script with a new script that serves you. And that script is that love is trust, love accepts all, love trusts all, therefore love transcends all. So we need to embrace and accept and learn from everything so that we can bring it into balance. And then, only then, we can experience true unconditional love. Not human love, not love as we may know it, but true, unconditional love and eternal peace, a peace where that no one can disturb it, is a peace that comes from within. It does not depend on your parent. It does not depend on your partner. It comes from that source that's already within you.
You know, Jamila,
wow.
with regards to the energy of betrayal, that's one of the energies that I had a difficult time coming to embracing. I've experienced betrayal in previous relationships with friends, with family. Betrayal is definitely a big one out there. A lot of people have a lot of fear with regards to betrayal. And that's definitely one of the things I had to face within myself and in our relationship is focusing on the energy of betrayal within me. So what I did is I went into meditation and I spoke to the energy of betrayal within me and basically asked that energy, you know, what is its purpose and how can it bring, it? What gifts does it offer? And the betrayal energy inside of me showed me how I've betrayed others throughout my life and how the energy of betrayal can be used to be a safeguard in the event that you're in a relationship or you're in a business relationship, any form of relationship. It can show you when someone is about to betray you. It can give you that higher or greater awareness of something, whether you should enter into agreement because that person is not trustworthy or not, mm-hmm. and so forth. However, if we ourselves cannot recognize our own self-betrayal of how we betrayed ourselves and how we've betrayed mm-hmm. another, and we reject that and we go into denial, then that energy betrayal is not in your camp. In other words, it has not joined forces with you. It is therefore outside of your temple, outside of you, because you've not embraced it, and therefore can sabotage you and thereby blindside you. So if you don't have that energy betrayal as your best friend, your ally, whoever, when someone else is proposing something to you or is about to betray, then you won't know. So that's why I had to embrace the betrayer in me and acknowledge, yes, I betrayed others and be honest with myself. And in that regard, I was able to say, okay, now I can welcome you into my heart and no longer have so much judgment and see the benefit or gift that it brings.
Wow. Whew. You guys are having a powerful teaching ministry. This is so powerful because this is going to be on anything that I've had on my show. Because what happens is that people, especially now at the end of the year, the beginning of the year, people want psychic predictions, which takes their power away in a sense. And that's what mm-hmm. Keith was alluding to last week, that you have the power. But people call people, they want the answers. You tell me what I should look for, as opposed to saying you really have the answers within yourself and we can guide you to the inner process and inner being so you can find your own answers and to take and accept responsibility, because most of us either intentionally or unintentionally don't see our shallow selves, as you're talking about tonight. And so you can't accept it because you don't even know that it's there. You've been there are people who, like I said, I see it a lot in the holistic spirituality field, who, and they're telling people, you know, don't deal with these emotions, or so what, you have them. I'm like, but they keep coming back. You can't deal with them. And they come back with a vengeance, you know, and they don't take prisoners. They come back full force. And you end up at the wailing wall and with meltdowns, because I've been there, you know, I'm honest about it. But I want to get to the heart of all of my issues. So I'm like, okay, let me look at this, because we have not been taught what you and Felipe are talking about. We haven't been taught that. And then there are people who, I know people whom I've known in the past, and I've told them, you know, you may need to look at the emotions. And I know someone who told me that this person said she's not going to deal with emotions. She's just not going to deal with it. She has a formula, and it works for her. And I respect that. But when we don't, it comes back to haunt you, and you project your stuff onto other people. And I've seen people do that. They project a lot of the things that are really within them onto other folk, other people, because they have chosen to not do their work in that area. So, so if anyone would like to talk to Reverend Tony Ann and Felipe, the number is 1-818-572-8023, and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023, and press 1. Wow. This is, you know, talking with both of you, and Keith had alluded to this last week, too. Is this a spiritual psychology? Because
correct.
It's dealing, yeah, it's dealing with what Jung had talked about, and Carl Rogers, who is a humanitarian or humanistic psychologist, and it's dealing with in Gestalt theory, is spiritual psychology. It's having people, because they talk about the shadow self and all of that in Gestalt therapy, but it's having people acknowledge that they have these sides to themselves and not to judge it, because we've been taught to judge. This is so wonderful. So how can, a practical thing, how can someone who is interested in doing this work, how do you know how to begin or where to begin? Because I know, Tony, you walked me through a wonderful exercise, which really works for me, and I've told other people how to do it, and it really works. But someone who's just turning into this, who's used to going to see psychics, who's used to going to therapy, and who's used to owning the power up to a point, but really giving it away to others and having others tell them what to do. How can that person take his or her power back? And Felipe, specifically to you, how can men become more involved with just going deeper and knowing who they are? Because they run from everything. They run from traditional therapy. I'm not going in for counseling. And they're hurting, and they really need this kind of assistance. So how can we get linear thinking males, and then people in general, to be involved in this wonderful exploration?
You know, Jamila, when I started personally, before I became aware of the shadow, the masculine, feminine, the inner child, and all these psychological concepts, I was definitely unaware. Someone had to basically share the information with me through word of mouth. She is a dear friend of mine and also a powerful healer herself and coach. And she basically sat me down and said, you know, Tonianne, this is something that I feel would be beneficial for you to be aware of. And she spoke from her heart and shared with me about masculine, the feminine, the shadow aspect, and basically gave me the information in bits and pieces. So we'll see each other one day, and she would share bits of information and then give me exercises. And one of the exercises she had me do was a simple meditation by tuning into the different aspects of me by listening. So the first thing she would say is, the masculine energy is represented by the right side. The feminine mm-hmm. energy is represented by the left side of the body. And the inner child, Christ energy, is represented by the center column. So becoming aware of even the basics of how the human consciousness is set up and how we're even represented by the physical body of the masculine, feminine, inner child principle. As you know, the inner child also is the shadow, and both it comes from the inner child foundation. So through her communication and passing the knowledge onto me through just speaking, counseling, that's how I started. I started through meditation by calling forth those energies inside of me. As you know, energy has its own intelligence, so the energies existing inside of me or within my own consciousness, I would sit in meditation and ask those energies to speak to me. So I would call forth my masculine, call forth the feminine, and then call forth the inner child. And when I started to do the inner child communication by going into meditation and asking the inner child to share with me anything I was upset about, anything that in my childhood I forgot, anything that I was suppressing, that is when I started to use journaling. I started to journal any information I was receiving from my own inner child. And that's how I became aware of my own suppressed emotions and anger or hurt from my childhood. So if someone came to me personally or to Felipe and I and was just starting and is coming from that without any knowledge of the masculine, feminine, shadow, inner child principle, I would start by counseling, by sharing the knowledge and doing practical exercises on their own so they can dive into their own self, discover it on their own, and start communicating consciously with those energies by journaling. Journaling is an excellent way to give voice to your consciousness, so that you can see it on paper and let it come into the physical form. Those are the basic, simple tools that I would guide them through just to start.
Mm-hmm. Very good. My experience was a bit different than Tony Ann's. Tony Ann's is actually very good at hearing with her senses. Mm-hmm. I'm more into the feeling. So at first, it was very frustrating because I thought I was supposed to hear something, but that wasn't working. Mm-hmm. So what I did in my case, I started going into meditation. And through meditation, I've realized, as Tony Ann had already mentioned or explained, is whatever exists in our outer world exists within us. So as she uses this concept of the masculine, the feminine, and the inner child, basically the family foundation, it's within us. And I like to see the shadow as the imaginary friend of your inner child. And that imaginary friend comes along when the parents are absent and are not there to protect the child. So as I went into meditation, looking at those emotions, I started very simple. I started by journaling how I feel honestly without judgment. Why am I angry? Why did that person take me off? So I will start with that. Every time someone makes you angry or anything takes you off, start journaling and start questioning that emotion. Why am I feeling this way? So in that respect, I started coming from a place of blaming. I used to blame a lot others to mm-hmm. introspection and taking my powers back and taking responsibility that whatever is manifesting out there, it's coming directly from within. So it's still a work in progress. I have not perfected it in this lifetime, but it gives me the opportunity to share this with others as I go through this journey. So as I start exploring that emotion that I dislike about others, that's when I start discovering the gifts and the roots. So my first question is, where does that emotion come from? Where does that programming come from? And 99% of the times is from childhood. It's an episode or an event during my childhood that created some sort of resentment towards being selfish, for example. And in my case, my mother was very giving, and my father used to take advantage of that. So she would always give away her powers, and my father would abuse that power. So I created a trigger as I would see that during my childhood. I started disliking strongly selfishness. But what happened is that would always be reflected in my outer world with my friends, with my families, and I would always question, I'm not selfish. I don't understand why people are being selfish with me if I'm not selfish.
Mm-hmm.
But it was simply that I was repressing that emotion. So as I sat down and I started with selfishness and I asked, okay, so that came from my childhood, from that event when I was 8. And I'm journaling that because journaling engages your subconscious mind. It's not really about just talking about it. It's really about writing it to engage the subconscious. And a lot of things start surfacing. Once I start discovering where that selfishness comes from, then I would ask it, what do you have to teach me? What gifts do you bring into my life? And selfishness would reveal itself and tell me, I teach you to take care of yourself, to care about yourself. For you cannot take care of others if you do not take care of yourself.
Mm.
And when I looked at it, I was shocked. I was perplexed that all this time I was hiding this precious gift. So by understanding it, I accepted it. By accepting it, I love it. And now selfishness is balanced. It doesn't portray itself in an imbalanced way where I hurt others or myself, but it comes in a balanced way.
Mm.
Whenever it comes out and I need to take care of myself for whatever reason, selfishness appears and tells me, you need to take care of yourself now.
Mm. So it appears as an outer projection, it appears in others. You see them doing something in their behavior that reflects selfishness, and that's like a mirror back to you that you need to take care of you. Is that how it appears?
Correct. So I know the one clue that I know that I've embraced and accept selfishness is when I do not feel a charge when it's displayed on others. So if others are being selfish and I do not feel a charge within myself, that means that I've come into reconciliation with that emotion within me.
Wow.
So that's how inner peace comes along, because as you start going through all these different traits and all these different emotions and you start losing its charge, it does not matter what others do, it will not disturb your peace.
Wow. And this is the basis for what we've heard in terms of unconditional love. This is basically it. I want us to finish this conversation after this brief commercial break. We have some people on the board, and they can choose to ask a question or not, but we will be back after this brief commercial break. Stay tuned.
This is Professor Jamila Franklin, CEO and President of Oyende Enterprises, a holistic wellness company. We provide dynamic certified Reiki and energy medicine classes and trainings, certified aromatherapy courses, metaphysics courses, life coaching sessions, and private holistic counseling sessions. For more information, call 770-808-8051 or go to our website at www.oyendeenterprises.com. That is spelled OYINDEENTERPRISES.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back. This is Professor Jamila Franklin, and I have the opportunity this evening to talk to our esteemed guests, medical doctors in psychiatry in a way, Reverend Tony Ann Hanna and Felipe Batista. They are twin flames, and they are really, really giving us a different perspective about how to take personal responsibility and how to step into our power from a psychological, spiritual, and metaphysical perspective. This is just so interesting. So, Tony Ann, did you want to share anything about that?
I wanted to add how, first of all, I want to say thank you to my beloved for opening up and sharing this. You know, he mentioned earlier that he's very shy, so this is also him just coming out of his shell. And I'm just
I would never know. He is so connected to what he's feeling. He's even more connected to some of my female friends who are into this. I'm like, my God, he is so connected.
He is.
Wow.
He is so excited.
There's a shyness, and Felipe, there's no shyness. You have reconciled that, okay? So it's not an issue. You know, that shy part can say, okay, we're done with this. Next lesson. Wow.
You know, we wanted to bring in the violet flame and how this ties into what we've been talking about, of how we both use the tool of the violet flame in bringing greater harmony within the core, which is in the heart, which is also mm-hmm. represented by the masculine, feminine, and center channel of the child. For those who are not aware of what the violet flame is, you know, the violet flame is, if I was supposed to put it in three simple words, it would be the heart of our Creator, the heart of God, the frequency of unconditional love, power, and wisdom and balance. The violet flame is represented by the color purple, pink, and blue, and it's all one energy combined, represented by the 7-3 aspect of God. Violet flame has a wonderful alchemical process that is able to transmute and change the alchemical process of transmutation in the cellular DNA, of transmuting old molasses substances, densities from old karmic layers to your true authentic self by bringing in those God qualities into your physical body, into the electronic body, so that you can shine from inside out. Mm. And, you know, Felipe and I use this tool together as a couple, especially when we need to bring greater peace and positive energy into our relationship, and to bring into greater harmony the masculine, feminine, and inner child energies represented in the heart, or the dance of the heart. Would you like to add to that?
Sure. When we recently interviewed, we had the pleasure to interview Ascended Master Saint Germain. We opened the Akashic Record, which is the Book of Life. It's an energetic blueprint of all of life. And Ascended Master Saint Germain came through, and we asked them many questions about the violet flame, because we are embodying this truth. We're in this journey of embodying the concept of the violet flame, or the essence of the violet flame. So we asked Ascended Master Saint Germain, how would he relate the violet flame in a practical way? How can we explain the violet flame in a way that others can understand it clearly and simply? And what he said is, the violet flame is like bathing. When we have accumulated dirt from, you know, past reincarnations and negative energies, all that dirt that gets stuck on the body, if we don't bathe, what would happen is that throughout the years, throughout lifetimes, that dirt will harden and turn into mold and it would seep in through the pores and get into the bloodstreams and affect the nervous system, the brain, affect your health, deteriorate the body, and so on. So that's why, you know, we bathe every day just to remove all that dirt, remove all that that could potentially affect our health. Well, he said the violet flame is a tool that is to be used daily, at least 15 minutes a day, just to allow for that energetic cleansing. Because otherwise, it would create that same type of buildup where it, with time, it would harden. And it would be similar to molten tar, where it would seep in through the electrons and not allow the electrons to rotate in its natural frequency. So if we have all that accumulated karmic debt or negative energy that we encounter on an everyday basis or through our lifetimes, and we don't do anything about that, it would affect our health. It would affect our life. It would affect our psychology. It would affect us in many different ways. So that violet flame, it's rotation of the electrons around the nuclei so that we can start vibrating again at a high level. We can vibrate at that frequency of unconditional love, at that frequency of our God self. So there are many, many benefits that come from that, and I'll we'll let Tony Ann explain those.
Okay. You know, I've been using the violet when I started my journey to awareness, or just beginning our journey to becoming aware of God, aware of our true selves. I was led to the violet flame by Saint Germain and Reiki. Those were the two first things that I came upon when I started my journey. And the violet flame has truly been a blessing for me. I started it, I stopped it, but now I've been more consistent in my my daily decrees and application of it, because I've realized the benefits that it's brought to my life. One day, you know, Felipe and I went to India for a 7-day monk retreat where we were calling for greater peace for the planet. And on the way back, I was going through some inner turmoil. I would say just shadow things surfacing. I went completely unconscious when I went to India because it was such a high-frequency place. A lot of my stuff was coming to the surface, and I was not aware of it. And on my way back, I opened the Akashic Records, and I said, you know, masters and teachers, I need some help right now on bringing greater peace. I really, truly need a tool, not all the 10, 20, 30 tools that I know. I need one tool right now that is going to bring me the change I desire. And the masters and teachers said, well, you have the tool of the flame. Use the violet flame daily. Try that for 90 days and see if that is the tool that you would like to use. So I said, okay, no problem. So I committed to 90 days of invoking the violet flame. And I did not miss a day, Jamila. Every day I called in the violet flame steadfastly. I did not give up, although many times I resisted it. I thought it was useless. I still gave it my attention and made sure that I fulfilled my commitment. And what I noticed when I invoked the violet flame is a greater heart opening for me. I was able to connect to my higher self and have a conversation. This is something that I never had prior. The violet flame opened my channel where I was able to connect to my higher presence and communicate directly and receive guidance for the day or receive guidance. And I was able to connect with many masters and teachers, angels, and beings on the spirit realm who were very happy that I was calling in the violet flame, not only for myself but for the planet. So the violet flame, for me, when I asked them what benefits, I realized that my creativity started to come to the surface. So hidden gifts that I had that I was completely unaware of started to come to the surface. I started to write poems. I started to write songs. I started to sing. Come on, singing. Sing from my heart. And then more importantly, what mattered to me the most was just greater inner peace and joy and connectivity to my higher presence. So my higher presence explained that the violet flame is truly the tool that will bring forth the Christ essence. If we truly desire to embody our holy Christ self or embody the higher essence of who we are in this lifetime, we can do it. And the violet flame is like the Holy Spirit coming into action into our body form that is able to clear away every issue, every program momentum from a past incarnation to this incarnation, to any conflict that we have within ourselves or any subconscious programming. The violet flame composes of its base, its elements and characteristics and qualities of the Creator. It is forgiveness and action, mercy and compassion. It is joy and peace, love and joy, and all the qualities of the Holy Spirit coming into your physical body. I feel it like raindrops when I call forth the violet flame. I literally feel its physical element and quality coming through my entire body when I call it forth. And if I'm in, if something happened for that day and I'm feeling angry, the violet flame transmutes that anger into love, where I'm able to see the situation from a higher perspective. Mm-hmm. So it kind of removes my blindfolds and is able to show me, okay, this is what happened, this is how you can resolve it now. I've noticed when I've called in the violet flame, there's times when I have dreams of very unfamiliar events. And when I've asked St. Germain or the Akashic Records what that was, they had explained that there are records of past lives that are being brought up to the surface for clearing. So we, are, as beings, we're vast. We have stored in our electronic body not only this memory, but from past lives that we're carrying as a soul. And as a result of any past action or energy that we sent out into the world, into the universe, or to another, we come back into this life and we find ourselves in a situation where karmically we're either dealing with something or someone from a past action that we've created due to the law of cause and effect. And we are basically paying our dues and clearing or balancing that karma so that we can stop the cycle of rebirth. Most of the times when we're in that karmic situation, though, we are unable to see it, and that person may trigger or create unhappy feelings, and we're not too sure as to why this is surfacing and how best to handle it. But the violet flame, which I've realized, has brought so much peace when I call it forth and I send it to the situation or to a person, the violet flame brings the higher outcome. And I personally can attest to that. I had definitely a karmic situation many times, specifically one recently, too, with a friend of mine or a past friend. We had some unresolved issues, and I was dreading the conversation to begin with. And I got the message, call in the violet flame, and immerse the situation in it. As a violet flame, I called it forth. I sent it to the situation, and I even called it in for her higher self so she could receive that dispensation of the flame herself. And immediately, Jamila, I said, you know what? I'm just going to reach out to her. I'm going to face it. And when I called her, her anger dissipated. Everything was resolved, and we were able to communicate in a much more peaceful manner than we've had previously. Mm. So the violet flame is able to bring forth greater peace and harmony in your relationships. Felipe and I can definitely attest to that, and I allow him to share his personal experience when we went to Hawaii. But, you know, those are some of the benefits that it brings with just really connecting us to our higher self, bringing greater peace, joy, and harmony, and allowing our electrons to start removing or clearing away the effluvia of all the past records that we've created from our own actions, and bringing forth the God quality of love and the God quality of mercy into our body so that we can shine from inside out.
Wow. You know, Jamila, we had shared during the first half of the show about the inner aspect of ourselves. The violet flame, it's a great tool to be used in conjunction to the journaling and the inner exploration, because that in itself would make it so graceful. It would make that experience so graceful. And whatever hurt, whatever fear, whatever emotion that we may be denying to ourselves, it just makes it grateful, and we face it with so much grace. As when we went to Hawaii, we were being a reflection of each other, of things that we don't like, again.
All the time, Jamila.
And
there are other couples out there who are experiencing that too, but they don't have the tools to look into it to see the origin and how to resolve it. So this is wonderful for people who are in relationships. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. And we were going through a period of inner turmoil, and we were just guided to call the Violet Flame together, and we simply held hands, and we called upon it. And when we called upon it, it's just like it felt like a veil of forgiveness just covered us from head to toe. We just let go of any resentment or any judgment that we had for each other. And we were just able to embrace each other in complete love. It was an amazing experience. And it was instant.
It was instant. Mm-hmm. It really was.
Wow.
You know, it's such
to... go ahead. Mm-hmm.
It's such a precious gift, and by the way, this dispensation just came about during this Aquarian age. Saint Germain is leading this cause because now is the time for us to embody our true self, and this tool is being given through grace. This is the heart of God, and what better way to cleanse yourself and bathe yourself than with the heart and energy of God. And that in itself will allow us to accept the new energies that are coming about, the new changes that are occurring, and to ride the wave with grace.
Wow. I know people... let me just do this. For those of you... I see people,
you
several
want me
people
to say
on the board.
Jamila?
Yes, I'm going to introduce another thing for people who are listening via computer. If you would like to talk to Reverend Tony and or to Felipe, please call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, Internet users, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. This conversation is just so powerful. And I want people in the listening audience, because even if you on the computer don't want to continue, I want to continue this conversation up until 10 o'clock. It's just so powerful because it's a teaching tool. No, I do, because I have people on the board who are listening. When I usually do my shows by myself, I have people who tell me, Jamila, we don't want to call in. We just want to listen. Stop telling us to call in. So tonight it seems like it's one of those nights that people are truly being educated, because you're teaching everyone how to empower him or herself and stop placing blame and judgment on others, because we're not doing that intentionally. We just don't know. We know intellectually that everyone is a reflection of ourselves, and they usually are, but you're giving them practical tools to look at. A question that I had, and Felipe, you asked part of it, was when we were talking about the psychological aspect in terms of looking at the shadow self and all that. I was going to ask, and you went into it, but I want to expound upon that. So can one use a violet flame and not look at the shadow self, and that would take care of that, or should you use both in tandem with one another?
I would say both. What I've realized from my own inner healing and my own journey is the violet flame brings things to the surface. And the shadow aspect is something that requires our conscious focus and attention. The violet flame brings greater grace and ease when dealing with a shadow, but it does not bring forth the awareness on its own without you doing the inner work. So it's like the violet flame is like, okay, I have this gift, I'm going to give it to you, but this is not going to take away your earth experience of you becoming more self-aware and embracing your light and dark. Does that answer?
It does. It does. So, okay, my wonderful listeners, so you still have to do your inner work, because I think a lot of times in my conversations with clients and with others, like I said before, particularly in metaphysics, a lot of people will say, okay, how are you feeling? Oh, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling great, when I'm looking at their soul and I'm seeing sadness. And they're not embracing that sadness because they keep pushing it away because it doesn't feel good. And they think that it's saying something about them, that they're not in charge of their lives, because we've been programmed in the new age and metaphysics to not embrace the totality of who we are. And I tell friends, I'm having a meltdown. I tell them, I'm Cancerian, so Cancerians. No, I do. I call them, I'm having a meltdown. No, it doesn't happen every day, but I let it come out, because it said Jesus wept. Every master weeps. Mandela, Winnie, everybody has a part of him or her. When you're truly being whole and in touch with it, when you own it. But I've seen people, oh no, you know, skipping through the tulips, and I'm looking at their lives and I'm seeing those shadow things show up that want to be embraced and want them to look at it and to heal it. And I also see that they're projecting themselves onto their relationships, onto other people sometimes. So this is saying you don't have to, it's not judging. That's what's so powerful about what you both are telling people. Own all of you. It's not about judgment. If you truly want to heal, and especially, so I know people who've taken on their parents' relationships from past lives, from this current life to past lives, you know, they've acted out the parent script, and it showed up in their relationships. So, and I know people have taken on the parents' personalities, and they're like, oh, no, I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me, and everything is fine, and I love the world, and I love the bumblebees, and I'm sitting looking at yeah, I'm looking at the pain, because it's showing up in their lives. And I would tell people, I'm having a meltdown. I will be okay. I just need your support through it. But at this moment, I'm at the wailing wall. It doesn't feel good. And that's one thing that I really embrace about me, because I'm truly honest with where I am. I'm not, and I, with my true friends, I don't do it, you know, in front of, I'm not out in public saying, oh, I'm having a meltdown. I can pull it together long enough to go to the car and do it. But the thing that I'm really loving about me is, even though I'm a master teacher, I also know that this is part of the human experience. And it's okay to admit to myself first that it's okay, because this too shall pass, and I'm owning my inner child and letting her say, this hurts, and I don't like it. And by doing that, you see less people coming up to you, like you said, Felipe, Antoinette, triggering you, and you don't have that being reflected in your relationships, because you own in that part of you, and you're healing it. Once you own it, listening audience, you don't have to try to talk to a lot of people, because sometimes they can't hear you anyway. Once you own it within you, their stuff either doesn't bother you or they float out of your life. One or two things. Because you're owning it within you, and you're not judging you for being vulnerable. And I love when Felipe said that, because so many men in particular think it's a weakness. And I'm seeing women who, you know, who are metaphysicians. Oh, I don't deal with emotions. I said, but you have them for a reason. Spirit gave them to us, so we must look at them. But they're like, no, I'm not going to deal with it. I'm just going to stay focused like this. And you see parts of their lives just falling apart, and they're having these relationship issues because a very important teacher, like you guys said, is there. The emotion is teaching us about ourselves and why that person in front of us is displaying this emotion that's triggering us, because we've pushed it to the side. This is so powerful. But I just wanted to know about the violet flame and in advance of that. Another question, and I want the listening audience to feel free to call in and to ask questions, but since they're not, I will ask them for them and for myself. Jamila's in touch with all parts of Jamila, right? I'm in touch with this. You know, so yeah, I'm going to ask these questions, yeah, because I truly want to have the answers. I don't have the answers, so I need to. I'm in the Felipe and Tony in School of Mystery Science, and I'm loving it. Yay! In the front row. But I want to know if when you are having Okay, so the violet flame is transmuting basically the shadow parts of what we, we're not in touch with, it, but we're getting in touch with, is bringing things up to our awareness. Well, the shadow, the self-reflection is bringing things up to our awareness, and the violet flame is transmuting karmic information and present information, and which rolls into the future. So if you tend to reincarnate in another life, then though that should be healed. Is that true?
Correct. The violet flame, it's like rewriting the script, because the violet flame has qualities, and it's consciousness. It's the consciousness of the higher essence of who we are. So when we use the power of the spoken word and we command into being the violet flame, and we command the universe to send forth this cosmic light into our karma, into any situation, if someone, for example, calls in only a certain momentum of the violet flame, meaning they were not consistent with its use, then you may have transmuted a percentage of your karma or any overlaying issues. And if you die, then you come back and you still have to balance the remaining karma. However, due to the grace and the dispensation we've received from Saint Germain, from our Creator, for this Aquarian age, you can transmute an entire embodiment through the violet flame within 6 months.
Within how many months?
6 months. If you call in the violet flame consistently, and that may vary depending upon each person. And why I say that is because if I'm calling in the violet flame and my attention is on going to the mall or grocery shopping, and I'm just using it with empty words and not fully being present and calling it in from the heart, then the momentum or the amount of violet flame that you call forth will not be at its highest potential energy of what you could have called in if you were focused. So the amount of violet flame that you can magnetize into any situation within your life is all dependent upon your consistency, your focus, and attention. However, if you are consistent with your violet flame calls, then you can literally transform your programming through your mind, because you're calling in the higher essence and consciousness of the creative one, of God, of the universe. So you're transforming and rewriting your script as your energetic body from old programming and belief systems. You're bringing in the higher perspective, the higher seeing. And then you're also bringing in the aspect of the heart, which is the qualities of the flame, which is love and mercy, compassion, and forgiveness. So when certain issues, whether they be karmic, that come to the surface for review, whether it be something that you're dealing with actively or something that may come forward through a dream or just to your awareness, that can be put through, it can be sent into the violet flame for transmutation. But as long as you bring it to the awareness, you can bring grace to it by calling in the violet flame and bringing greater peace into your life. A wonderful tool that can be used, especially because most of us incarnate in this life with the same people that we've had karmic issues with from the past, whether it be your mother, your sister, a friend, a boss, someone you don't even know you've met on the road who crashes into your car. Everything is connected and is usually karmic. And it's either you're creating karma that is in alignment or positive karma, which comes back to you in the form of gifts and greater peace and harmony in your life, or you're creating karma that is not in alignment with the will of God, which creates harm to life. So if you're creating that type of karma, we often do that in many ways. And if we come back in soul groups, or we've come back with family and friends and loved ones, and we have situations between each other and relationships that we need to bring greater peace to, the violet flame is an excellent tool to transform or transmute that record, because everything is a record. It is stored at the electronic level. So when we transmute that record to the violet flame, it's transmuting the consciousness and rewriting the programming and that particular momentum of energy we have sent out or to that person, and bringing greater love and peace and resolution to that karma, so that we can either move on from that relationship or learn the lesson and move on.
I think that's really powerful, because sometimes we may enter relationships and they don't work out, and sometimes people blame each other. And for me, I think we have a script, and I've gotten really good about knowing when the relationship has served its purpose. And I choose not to overstay my welcome, because it gets to be really messy, and it could be harmful emotionally, mentally, physically. And some people stay beyond the time that they're supposed to leave. And then, you know, sometimes because we don't understand, sometimes we blame the other person when, in fact, we've got, you know, we came here, like you said, I so believe, everybody in your life, your husband, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your children, whatever, you agreed before you came here to come here to work on those issues. And then when people get here, we get stuck and we get into blame. So I so agree with everything that you were saying. It's so very powerful. And the blame doesn't serve a purpose, because I think sometimes we then want to look blameless, but you attracted that person to learn the soul lesson. And then when we don't learn it, we cause the pain within ourselves, within our own lives, because it's not about them, it's about us, and about our working on the shadow selves and admitting that we attracted this to learn a soul lesson. And then people stay out of fear. They, you know, they don't move on, because we then get caught up, you know, this is the wife or the husband, you know, we got assets together, or we have children together. We use excuses as to why we stay. And then it gets more troubled. And I think this is really powerful, because you're telling and showing people how to heal at the soul level. I want to do this. I want you and Felipe to give your contact information, because for those of you who are listening on the Internet, this is going to shut down at 9 p.m., but we're going to continue on the board. So if you want to continue listening to this powerful, powerful message and ministry between these very gifted souls, you will have to call in 1-818-572-8023. And if you want to talk with either Tony Ann or Felipe, you could then press 1. But remember, if you want to listen past 9 o'clock and you're listening to your computer, the system will shut you off. So I want you to continue to listen. So call in 1-818-572-8023. So can you give people information about the workshop? And then we're going to go back to the message that we were talking about, for those who would like to get information about your upcoming workshop and how they can connect with both you and Felipe.
Indeed, yes. Thank you so much. The workshop is called The Truth of You, and it will be on January the 11th of 2014. And Felipe and I have been given the great honor to speak with four other powerful dynamic presenters, Dr. Reverend Becky Covington. We also have Anna, who will be playing live music, Jay Ma, who will be also giving a very powerful presentation on overcoming your fears and becoming a bigger you, overcoming and becoming the true you and pushing through your threshold. And we also have Kelly Jones, who will be opening the Akashic Records and doing a group reading for all those who attend. And we have Shelley, who will also be giving, she's an astrologer, who will be giving us an astrology reading and just bringing us on the journey for 2014. And Felipe and I will be also speaking about the joy and freedom through the violet flame. So it will be a wonderful workshop to get the year started on becoming empowered and connecting to the truth of you, becoming more self-aware of what it is that you have to create for this year, for your own self, for your purpose and mission, and connecting to the new energies that are coming through. Some call it the Golden City energies. Some call it the fifth dimensional frequencies, however you'd like to term it. But for you to get on that journey yourself and connect with who you are and what you have to offer for the world starting 2014. So if you'd like to visit the website and register for this event, it's journeyforlove.com. You can call Felipe and myself at any time. Our phone number is 954-549-7637. And if you have any questions, you can email us at violetflame777@hotmail.com. So that's violetflame777@hotmail.com.
Okay. So Ken, I really want them to get this contact information again. So the upcoming workshop is January the 11th. And where is it located?
It's in North Carolina, Hendersonville, North Carolina.
Okay.
I don't have the physical address here with me, but if they need it, I can always send them the flyer and the information. Or they can go to journeyforlove.com and the exact address for the web, the show is there.
Okay. Can you repeat your telephone number again?
Sure. It's 954-549-7637.
And this is Reverend Toni, T-O-N-I-A-N-N, Hannah, H-A-N-N-A, and Felipe, who's her twin flame, F-L-I-P-E, Batista, B-A-T-I-S-T-A. I want to give them this very important information about your workshop, so for everyone, so the people who may not be part of the 9 to 10 hour, I wanted to make sure that they had all of your contact information. So if you want to join us again, because I have several people on the board that I'm looking at, they are enjoying this conversation, because normally when I have people doing generic readings or whatever, they're asking questions and whatever, they're now in learning mode, and I'm so pleased. I have a wonderful, wonderful missing audience. I'm so thankful. They bring so much joy to me, and I learn so much from them. So, but the number is 1-818-572-8023. For those of you listening by computer, you need to call in before 9 o'clock so you can continue to listen and learn. Okay, we have someone with a question.
Okay.
Greetings. Welcome to Higher Consciousness.
Hi, good evening, Jamila. This is Imani. Hello, Toni.
Good evening.
Hi, Imani.
How are you?
I am
truly in listening mode. This is so very powerful, and I admit I do not have a question per se, but I know when I host the show, I love for people to come in and say, hey, this is great, this is wonderful. So that's what I'm calling to say, this is great, this is wonderful. I really want to do this work with my husband. I think it's so important for couples to be able to, as Felipe said, you know, meet yourself in the mirror and deal with it, you know, all the good, the bad, the ugly, everything. So I think this violet flame work is so, so very important, and I can't wait to share it with my husband, and we're, you know, we may have to do a private session with you all or something, because you see, so private, but you know, as I blast our business out on the radio, right? But I think this is the kind of work that saves relationships, mm-hmm. and not only saves them, but takes them to a higher level, and that's mm-hmm. what I'm. I think that's what both of us want, and just haven't had the tools to do it, or you know, or made time to really focus inward and look at ourselves and what's going on. So thank you so much for sharing this information. I would love to come to North Carolina. I'm not sure if that's going to be possible, but I definitely want to stay connected with both of you. You're such beautiful people. I just love you both.
We love you too, Imani.
Thank you, Imani.
Thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you. Okay, I'll just continue listening. Take care now. Okay.
Thanks
Take
so
care.
Much, Imani. Thank you. Well, Imani has raised a very important thing that I'm going to talk about with you, lovely couple. When are you going to do something like this for Atlanta? And what Imani said, now I'm so thankful that I'm hearing the two of you, because when people now ask me for relationships, for someone who can counsel them, perfect couple. So, yeah, I have the perfect couple for you from a metaphysical spiritual perspective. Felipe and Reverend Tony Ann. Yes. Okay. Yes. No, I've been thinking about it. People have asked me, and I've referred them to people outside of this area, but no, you would be perfect. Yeah, you would be both perfect, because you're coming from it from the perspective of non-judgment and from a metaphysical spiritual perspective, and most of my friends want that. They don't want to be preached at or treated clinically, you know, using the DSM-6, I think, or 5 or whatever the manual is, and all those labels and titles. They don't want any of that. They just want to heal at the soul level. And this is what you both provide is so very powerful and so very wonderful. So I have my ideal couple now. Yay!
You know, we do plan on bringing the it's interesting that you said that, because there is going to be, we are having the a workshop probably about 3 months into the 2014, no exact date given as of yet, but there will be a workshop in Atlanta, or we hope to have it at the Unity Church in, is it Sandy Plain? On Sandy Plain Road, I think it's Marietta? Somewhere in Marietta. But it hasn't been confirmed, but we are working all together with the presenters at the same workshop in January to have, to bring it to Atlanta and to other areas, so we can bring it to all the people that need to hear it.
And we have worked,
mm-hmm.
And if I may add, we have worked with couples as well, and it has been a very wonderful experience. And we're more than willing and open to be of service by assisting others in many different ways. So by all means, please feel free to contact us, and we'll be more than happy to assist.
That is so wonderful. Well, you have another call in. See, this is what happens, and I love it. People will call towards the end, like, okay, she's about to cut us off, so let's get up there and ask her a question. I love it. Okay. Thank you for calling. Hello? Yes, hello? Hello? If someone has a lot going on here, the person pressed one and has some other things going on. But anyway, I think that, this is a question that I wanted to ask Tony. And I have recently had the wonderful opportunity of having the Christ energy, and I talked to you about this, appear to me and giving me instructions and information about my life and how to proceed and all of that. So in terms of the violet flame, how is that? Because I'm the energy of the Christ is just right there in front of me. He doesn't look like any of those picture books, those pictures that are in the books that I've seen that people have, even in some of the churches. It's very, very different. You know, he's melanated, dark brown with dark chocolate brown with extremely piercing blue eyes, and he's communicating with me telepathically. Now, how does the violet flame fit into that? I mean, do you use it in addition to my connection, my straight connection with the Christ energy? Or is it different than that? I'm just wondering.
Oh, the violet flame, when you call it forth, it's coming from the heart of your I Am Presence or your Holy Christ Self. So the violet flame is the essence of God. It is the essence of your Christ Self. It is coming from that energy of love. When you talk about the Christ energy is the energy of unconditional love. It is pure love in action. It is a Holy Spirit. It is a balance of the masculine, feminine, and child energy, which is the Christ, combined as one. So when you're connecting to the Christ energy, you're connecting to that love, and that's exactly what the violet flame is. The violet flame is love, the highest frequency of love. It is connecting to the heart of our Creator and using the power of the spoken word from the heart center to magnetize the energy of love into your heart, into your life, into your body, and bring forth that transmutation into your physical being here and now.
Wow. You know, Jamil, when I shared when I was young and I used to feel the energy in my heart every time I would sing or I would express joy, and I would feel this wonderful energy, this wonderful, it felt like, I can't explain it, but it was right at the heart chakra. Mm-hmm. And in my adulthood, I discovered that that is indeed the violet flame. It is the Christ seed. It is the Christ consciousness that is within us. And when we call upon it, and we can call it in many different ways, that could be singing, could be through decrees and meditations or dancing, using your creativity, when we call upon that flame, it creates balance of the polarities of the God within us. So it creates balance between the masculine and the feminine. It creates balance within our physical body, our emotional body, all the way to the very core of our being. So we're basically calling upon the essence and the frequency of the, and the resonance of God, of Source, of the universe, of all that is. So it's a very, very powerful tool.
Yeah.
Does that answer your question, Jamila, about the Christ energy?
Yeah, because the Christ energy, because years ago, like I mentioned before, I was calling upon a violet flame when I lived in Boston. And I knew a lot about it. I was really in a white brotherhood. I had done because I studied metaphysics about 25 years ago. So, but I got out of it. But then recently, within the past 2 months, the energy showed up, and as a matter of fact, he identified himself, and I forgot, and I was talking to my dear friend Imani, and I told her. She said, oh, it was the Christ energy. That's the Christ. I said, wow. And then when she said that, he said, yeah, I told you that, and you forgot. I said, oh, okay. And then, you know, we've shared stories about the different things that have happened, but I said, okay. I wasn't specifically calling on a violet flame at that time. I was just saying I wanted to, what I said is I said I want to do the things that the Christ did and more, because he said you could do all those things and more. And for me, I'm not religious. I'm not talking about Christianity, Christ. I'm talking about a completely different energy. So he showed up, and I was like, oh, wow. And, you know, and I started seeing things happen in my life, and I said, well, let me just ask how the violet flame is connected to that. So it's basically It's basically the same energy, but in a different form, from what I'm hearing you say. It's coming from the Christ energy. It's just the Christ and the violet flame are basically the same energy. Is that correct? It's the same thing.
Correct.
Yes.
It is the same thing.
Yeah, yes. It
represents precisely represents the seventh chakra. It's an aspect of God, and it is the highest frequency of the visible spectrum. That's why it has, we call it the violet flame, because it has that color. That is the color that that frequency emits. So it is all interrelated. I always tell Tony Ann that we in this earth life, we love to label things so that our mind can comprehend, but really it's all one. It's all one energy. It's all one source. So if we can put it in simple terms, the violet flame is unconditional love. It's love in its highest vibration.
And, you know, for people who are unable to meditate or unable to find forgiveness in their heart for a situation, who may not have that connectivity like you have or that we have, who are just beginning their journey to self-discovery, the violet flame is a meditative practice and tool that can be used to start you on that journey to get to the place where you desire to be, whatever that may be. And it's just a simple mantra or decree or fiat that you can do. It's a call from your soul to the higher aspect of yourself. You're calling out for assistance. As we've heard, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find. And those words hold true in the universe, yeah, in the law of attraction, and everything, you know, that if we command something through affirmation or through intent, we attract that to ourselves. However, if we don't ask and we don't put the call out or we don't call for that assistance, then the angels or the beings that are there eagerly waiting to assist us wait and wait and wait until you finally get the aha that we have an entire cosmic hierarchy of beings that are waiting for us to call on their assistance. They keep reminding us day in and day out that we do not need to do this work on our own. As a matter of fact, we don't even need to do the work and toil and labor that we think we need to do. This is why the violet flame is such a graceful tool, because it is basically God saying, or the higher aspects of self saying, I will do the work for you. Simply call upon me. Call the violet flame, the higher essence of yourself. Call in this energy. And I myself, the I am, which is the higher aspects of each one of us, will move into action, will bring forth that energy and flame into the physical body, and will go into the very core of your being and clear out what needs to be cleared out. You don't even need to know all of what's occurring. As a matter of fact, the amount of things that they're clearing out of my consciousness and into my cellular body, I have no idea. It could be from 10,000 lifetimes ago. It's not necessary for me to know about it. But the higher self keeps reminding us, and the higher cosmic beings say, call upon us, and we will assist you in clearing your records, in bringing greater peace and harmony into your earth life so you can receive greater freedom to be the holy Christ self, or be like how Buddha or Jesus Christ or Yeshua was on earth. You can become that and do even greater. But once you call in this light or this frequency of light, it is like a cosmic laser beam that when you call it forth, it is already moving into action. It's already doing its higher intelligence of what it needs to do so that you can become whole in your being and free from the human limitations and the consciousness of what we've been taught is possible. It opens up your doors. It's like the heavenly doors open up with gifts and blessings. And now we have the arms to receive it because we're no longer tied up with our own human issues. And we can open our hearts and love greatly and connect with our beloved friends and family and be able to live a life of love from the heart, from the Christ energy, because you've now become, when you call in that heart flame and you call in your higher self, what do you expect to become? Of course, you're just now totally transformed into a higher being of you. So you didn't have to do any work. All we have to do is make the call and say, I am whatever the mantra is. And one of the mantras is, I am a being of violet fire, or I am the heart of God, or I am the violet flame, I am the heart of God. And you repeat that over and over and over. And then sooner or later, you'll feel the violet flame becoming so real for you that it's like a relationship that is so beautiful and so joyful that everything that you feel you have a problem with, that is something the violet flame can work with. It does not have any limitations. It is literally God in action doing the work.
Well, Tonya, let me interrupt right here, Felipe, because we're about to go off the air. But for those of you who want to continue to listen to this powerful message, please call in now, 1-818-572-8023. If you are on a computer and you want to continue to listen, you must call in now, 1-818-572-8023. And then if you want to talk, you can press 1. And we're about to end the show for the people on the computer and those on the board remain on the board. We have another hour. Thank you, and have a wonderful new year for those of you who are leaving us at this time. Be blessed and be safe, and listen to the archive show.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Okay, we are still on the board, so... Wow. All right. Okay, Felipe, I don't want to take any time from you. Okay. Please continue.
Thank you, Jamila. Appreciate it. I was about to say that we ask the listeners not to take anything that we've said blindly, because that in itself would be giving away your powers. But try it on your own. Try it and be persistent. Do not give up on the first try if you're not feeling anything. Do not give up, not even on your second try. But give it a shot and see how that works for you. Now, something very important as a sequence when I invoke the violet flame is at first I go into a state of meditation and prayer. I call upon protection upon myself and my loved ones. And I enter into my heart, and I call it from that space. The heart center is what creates the magnetism for the violet flame to descend into your body form or anywhere else where you're calling it upon. You can call it upon your finances to create balance and order on your finances. You can call it upon your business. You can call it upon the planet. To assist with pollution, to assist with the economy, to assist in balancing and creating more peace. You can call it upon your relationships, and its use, it's endless, and it's beyond words as far as its effect.
So when you're calling it for specific things, do you say, like, you know, the violet flame, I am calling the violet flame from my heart chakra into the area of my relationships? Do you state it, or does it have its own infinite wisdom and it knows? Or how would you do that? How would you invoke it?
The way I do it, I first engage my inner child, and my inner child is joy, represents the energy of joy. So I engage it by singing the violet flame in whatever form that may come. So as I sing it, I'm involving a lot of heart energy. And through my intention, I'm directing the violet flame to where I would like it to go, in accordance to my highest good and the